Okay. So yesterday we spoke about the Mishnah. That as much as a person is makabel upon themselves the all of Torah, that what they will be busy with is going to be Torah. What's going to take their energy will be Torah. Then the Kadosh Baruch will take away from them the distractions and the other things that would have kept them busy otherwise, which is Omalchus v'ol derech eretz. And Chaim Volozhiner brings over here a pasuk that by Yisachar, Yisachar chamar goyim, really b'tz b'nei mishpasayim. So Yisachar represents the ol Torah. He's a chamar. The chamar which carried the load on him. So which load is he carrying? He's carrying. And then it says, "Vayar menucha ki toiv, v'sa'art kinayma, v'yeit shichmoy lizba." So he sees the menucha is toiv. So you think he sees menucha is toiv. Well, this doesn't make sense. The chamar is always willing to work. The chamar is carrying a load. So the chamar of all people, he's the chamar. He's the one that vayar menucha ki toiv. He sees the menucha is good. Chamar is not a lazy animal. Chamar is willing to work. So what do you mean vayar menucha ki toiv? He sees the menucha as well. No, he says, Shemenucha umavakesh lo. No, he wants menucha from the work of this world. He wants menucha from all the work and all the things which come along with carrying a physical load in this world. And that it says, Be'emes v'yeit shichmoy lizbol. His shoulder is ready to carry, but it's ready to carry the all of Torah. So don't think that he's being lazy. Don't think that he's just, you know, he wants to relax. No, he's just carrying the oil of Torah. He's not carrying the oil of Derech Eretz, the oil of everything else in this world, which is there to distract us. But so lemar noitel alav olam acher. Now, we spoke yesterday that this is very good for a person in Kollel, a person who's learning all day. So for him, he has to believe in, this mission is a big chizuk, that the more a person accepts upon themselves the oil of Torah, the more a person accepts upon themselves that the main thing that they're going to involve themselves with and use their energy for is Torah. So that, to that degree, they're going to be freed from any other distractions and anything else pulling them in another direction. But for everyone else, what's the status? So how does that fit in? So I saw Gevaldik Azach in the Or Torah, actually, in the Hagoyis of Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chover. The Sefer Malos HaTorah. Moses, the Hagoyis in the Sefer there. So he writes in a different place, we didn't get up to it yet, but he writes in a different place. He says that even though we're not on the degree of, you know, remember in the Gemara Brachas, Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner brought it down many times, the Gemara Brachas discusses the machlokes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Rabbi Shmuel says that you have to work, and you have to make sure you do what you got to do, and then you learn in the time that you have left. And Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, how could that be? If you're going to do all that, Torah Atiel. And the Gemara says, Harbe also, Rabbi Shmuel also be yaldan, Harbe also, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai also be yaldan, that for the majority of people, it was not successful to try to be like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. However, the Malos the Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chover writes, a peladik thing. He says, you don't have to choose if you're 100% Rabbi Shmuel or 100% Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. He says, there's a scale. I could be 30% of my day Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and 70% of my day I'm Rabbi Shmuel. That means during the time that I set aside to learn, during that time, I'm Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And if I take it that way, that during that time, I'm Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and even if I get an email, or I get a phone call, or I get a WhatsApp, or I get distracted, and I'm not going to pay attention, legabe that time, legabe that time that you set aside, that you're going to be a Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Yid for 1 hour a day, 2 hours a day, whatever it is, during the time of the day that you set aside, that's my Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai hour, then you will have the kiyum of what Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai promised, which is malachta nasa saidecher. Don't worry, someone else is going to reply to that email. Someone else is going to take care of that phone call. Don't worry about it. So even if we cannot be Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai yidden all day, but we can be Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai people part of the day. And whatever time we set aside, we could decide that time that's set aside for learning, is that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai time or is that Rabbi Shmuel time? Are we setting that aside as a Rishim Bar Yochai people or as a Rishmal people? So the same thing with this Mishnah, that when a person says, Mekabel Olav Ol Tairos, you say, well, I like to learn, but am I really Mekabel on myself the yoke of Torah and study? No, I do a lot of stuff. You know, I do a lot of things during my day. But the answer is, but if during part of the day that you have for learning or for davening or that you've set aside in your schedule for your ruchnis, if during that time it's a Kabbalah's oil Torah, this is my yoke, this is what I'm carrying. I'm not going to be distracted and bent on, to the degree that you do that, to that degree, you will be freed from the old Derech Eretz. That's the chiddush over here of the Yitzchak Isaac Chaver. And the Chari got pshat in this mission as well, right? So even though we said yesterday that the push-up shot in the mission is referring to someone who's learning all day, he's an Avrech and Koel, but that's not limited to that. And anybody can have a keem of this mission of Kol Makabal of Ol Torah, Mavir Mimena Ol Malchus Ol Derech Eretz. Kol Perik Mimena Ol Torah, Noisin Olav Ol Malchus Ol Derech Eretz. Right? So that's according to Reb Chaim. Okay, let's quickly go into the next mission because he says a very interesting point, which I think is related to the next mission. In the next mission, it says, Reb Chalafti Ish Kar Chananya Oimer. That we can bring the Shekhinah into this world by having 10 people together who are learning Torah. 10 people together learning creates the Shekhinah. So I think he's going on that. It's not clear where he's going, but I think he's going on that. And he brings a Gemara in Shabbos. And the Gemara in Shabbos says like this, that during the time of Matan Torah, Klal Yisrael reached a level that the Hashem gave him three matanis. Hashem gave the Yidin, gave Klal Yisrael during the time of Matan Torah, three matanis. Matana number one, Cheirus Mimalach HaMaves. We're going to live forever. Back to Adam Rishon. They were not going to die. So Cheirus Mimalach HaMaves. That was the first thing that they reached during Matan Torah. Mishibud Galdius. The second one was that they would not have had to go to Galus. We're not going to have to go into any sort of galus. They would have been able to live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our Yisrael in that situation their whole life. Kemaymer Chazal in the morning. The third one is Shetishra Shechina Beinayim, that they would be zoicha to have the Shechina with them. We're going to be zoicha to have the Shechina. But by the Egal, they were going to lose all three. That means now there was a gzera that they would have to go to galus eventually. Number two, they were going to die. And the third one is Hoyrad Edya Me'aleim. Right? The Pasuk says that the crown was removed from them. So it's a very spiritual concept. What does that mean that Hashem removed the crown from the Jewish people after they sinned in the Egel? What does that mean? So Chaim Voloshiner says is Zeu Siluk Shechina. It means the Siluk of the Shechina. It means the crown that they had was that they were living with Hashem. The Shechina shone from their heads. Imagine a Yid is living with the Shechina, so he has a crown on his head. That crown was taken away. Now Moshe Rabbeinu, after the Egel, davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he should save the Jewish people. And one of the things he davened for was, V'niflinu ani v'amecha. V'niflinu, we should be different than the Umay Sa'ilam. So Chaim Voloshiner says that Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah was accepted. And even though they lost the first two, means that they were not able to regain the level before that they had before the Chet HaEgel. And therefore they were going to have to go to Galus and they were going to be punished with Misa. They weren't going to be invincible and live forever. However, the third thing that Klal Yisrael can live with the Shechina, that they got back. That was given back to them in Tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu. And he says, that's the pasuk. It says, "Tzror Hamar Doidi Li Bein Shaddai Yolin." Amar Knesset Yisrael Fnei Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ribono Shelolam, Afal Pi Shemeitzer Umeimer Li. Even though I'm very pained, I'm pained because I have galus, and I'm pained because I have death. But regardless, Doidi Bein Shaddai Yolin. But you, Hashem, you live with me. It means even though we have to go through the pains of the galus and the pains of Misa in this world, but we can still achieve the darga of closeness to Kadosh Baruch Hu that we had at that point. How do we do that? The Chora is saying that Pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that there are 10 people that are learning. They have Shechina. So since they have Shechina, it means you see that even now, even after the Chena Egel, we could be with the Shechina. And that we could be in the, with the Shechina the same way that the Jewish
Let's
people.
Take 95 north in 400 feet.
The same way that the Shechina was with them before the Chena Egel. Okay, so that's what the Mishnah means. Now the Mishnah continues and says, "Shenamar Eloikim Nitzav Ba'adasel." Okay. Then it says, "V'nai Nefilah Chamisha Shenamar V'Agadotoy Al Eretz Yisoda." And Mishnah ends and says, "V'nai Nefilah Echad." How do you know even one person? Nefilah Echad, even one person that is learning the Shechina is there. Shenamar. No matter where you mention my name, even if you're learning by yourself, I will come and bless you. Okay. Now, if the friend Lozhin is going to ask a very simple question on this pasuk, and we'll say he has three answers. We'll say one of them tonight, and we'll save the rest for tomorrow. So the pasuk that the Mishnah brings is, Uminayin, how do I know? Afilu echad, even one person learning, Shenemar, as it says, Ubecholama, any place, Asher, Azkir, that my name is mentioned. But if you were saying the pasuk, wouldn't you say, Becholmakom Asher, Tazkiru et Shemi? Anywhere that you will mention my name, there I will avoy lecho verachticha. I will bless you, right? I will be with you. Why does it say, Ubecholmakom Asher, Azkir et Shemi, that I mention my name? Hashem's not mentioning his own name. We're mentioning Hashem's name. We're learning his Torah. So why does it say B'chol Makom Asher Azkir Es Shemi? Anywhere where I mention my name. What does that mean? So Chaim Leshner says an amazing thing. He says, because really, Af she'ani hu anoyis l'cha koyach l'asas chayel v'ter v'mitzvahis. U'mishur sagdin lo yayel l'cha l'ay shum tashlum gmul. Really, you should not get rewarded for your Torah learning because I'm the one that supplies you with the materials to be able to learn, right? Let's say you hire someone at work. We had this Shiloh one time, right? Let's say you have a salesman, okay? So I'm not going to get into the whole Shiloh, but if there's a salesman and he leaves the company, he wants to take with him his clients. Is he allowed to take with him his clients or not? So if the company provided for him the environment and all the tools that he needed in order to create those clients. So it could be very likely that those clients belong to the company, right? So they're not his. He can't now demand the rights to those clients. So really, technically, who gave us the brains to understand the learning? Who gave us the health that we can appreciate it? Who gave us the menuchas and nefesh that we can learn? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you used it to learn. Okay, very nice. Now you're gonna want reward for it. You know, you're an employee of the company. I gave you everything you needed. You used it to learn. Okay, it's mine. So really, Hashem says, I'm the one mentioning the Torah, not you. So he says, B'chol makom asher azkir es shemi. Anywhere that I allow you to mention my name, I'll still give you a reward. It's a chiddush. That even though, mechatesi, you should get a reward for that. You're taking everything I gave you and you're using it for me. Okay, that's good. I'm happy. So that's the chiddush. The chiddush is B'chol makom asher azkir es shemi, even though I'm the one giving you everything. But if my name is mentioned, then I'm going to give you a reward and bring the Shekhinah down. Okay, so we're going to stop here exactly on time. Rabbi Shrek from Hollywood lent me his machine here to use, so he has a share now at 45. I was in Hollywood at a wedding. I popped out to give the share, but we're going to stop now so he can give his share. All right, everyone, have a good night. We'll pick it up tomorrow.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Oh yeah, Rav.